It's 6:31 with the latest news from the WUFT newsroom. I'm Sky LeBron. Florida's controversial anti-riot bill passed by the Republican-heavy Florida legislature this past session has been met with multiple lawsuits since its adoption. Now the city of Gainesville will consider filing its own suit. WUFT's Katie Heisen has more.
City commissioners will vote Thursday whether to authorize Gainesville to sue Governor Ron DeSantis and State Attorney General Ashley Moody over House Bill 1. DeSantis signed the bill into law in April, calling it the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement legislation in the country. The law lets the state prevent municipalities from reducing law enforcement budgets. But the draft lawsuit and Commissioner Gail Johnson argue that's an overreach of state power that keeps the city from best serving its residents.
It's a complete and total attack on home rule.
The commission wants to consider moving the police department's youth programs to a different department. But Johnson says they don't feel free to do that under the new law. Gainesville would be the first Florida city to sue over House Bill 1. But the attorneys who would litigate pro bono said there are other cities that might join if Gainesville files. City Attorney Nicole Shally previously recommended the city wait for firmer grounds to sue. But Johnson says it's a moral imperative.
I believe that it's incumbent upon us to lead the way.
For Report for America at WUFT News, I'm Katie Heisen.